Roja, the Malan, was a friend of the venerable Ananda. Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 283, Tipitaka, part 185, in which I will continue reading Mahavagga 8. This is Mahavagga 8, part 5. So we're reading the Tipitaka, the Three Baskets of Pre-Sectarian Early Buddhism, translated directly into English from the original Pali by the Pali Text Society. Thank you, Pali Text Society. So if that's something that sounds interesting to you, here's the Tipitaka playlist. You can start at the beginning or you can start at episode 100, whatever you want to do. It's all there, everything we've read so far. All right. Hope everybody's doing well. And I will go ahead and pick up right where we left off. So if you recall, last time in Tipitaka part 184, checking my notes, we stopped in the middle of a story. There was a woman, I don't recall exactly the details, but she asked 8 boons, I believe. And we had predicted, by we, I mean me, of course, that Lord Buddha was going to say, truth finders do not grant boons. And she was going to say, but these are all things that are allowable. And he was going to say, go on. Something to that effect. Just based on the pattern established in his conversation with Jivaka Komarabhaka earlier in Mahavagga 8. So, let's see if we were right. Here we go. Quote, this is Lord Buddha speaking. Visakha, truth finders are beyond granting boons. End quote. Quote, Lord, there are those which are allowable and those which are blameless. End quote. Quote, speak on, Visakha. End quote. I knew they were both going to say that. Now we will venture into things that I don't know. I don't know what she's going to say. So here we go. Quote, I, Lord, want to give for life to the order cloths for the rains, to give food for those coming in, to give food for those going out, to give food for the sick, to give food for those who tend the sick, to give medicine for the sick, to give a constant supply of kanji, to give bathing cloths for the order of nuns. End quote. Quote, but having what special reason in mind do you, Visakha, ask the truth finder for 8 boons? End quote. Quote, now I, Lord, commanded a slave woman, saying, quote within quotes, go now. Having gone to the monastery, announce the time, saying, Lord, it is time, the meal is ready. End quote within quotes. But then, Lord, that slave woman, having gone to the monastery, saw the monks their robes laid aside, letting their bodies get wet with the rain. Seeing them, she thought, quote within quotes, there are no monks in the monastery. Naked ascetics are letting their bodies get wet with the rain. End quote within quotes. She approached me. Having approached, she spoke thus to me. Quote within quotes, lady, there are no monks in the monastery. Naked ascetics are letting their bodies get wet with the rain. End quote. Impure, Lord, is nakedness. It is objectionable. I, end quote, within quotes. I don't remember the slave woman saying that, but maybe my eye jumped over it. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life to the order cloths for the reins. Again and again, Lord, an incoming monk, not accustomed to the roads, not accustomed to the resorts for alms, is still walking for alms when he is tired. But having eaten my food for those coming in, then when he is accustomed to the roads, accustomed to the resorts for alms, he will walk for alms without getting tired. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life to the order food for those coming in. And again, Lord, an outgoing monk, while looking about for food for himself, may be left behind by the caravan, or if he set out tired on a journey, he may arrive at the wrong time, at the habitation to which he wishes to go. But having eaten my food for those going out, he will not be left behind by the caravan, nor will he set out tired on a journey, and so he will arrive at the right time, at the habitation to which he wishes to go. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life to the order food for those going out. And again, Lord, if a monk who is ill does not obtain suitable meals, either his disease will grow very much worse or he will pass away. When he has eaten my food for the sick, the disease will not grow very much worse. He will not pass away. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life to the order food for the sick. And again, Lord, a monk who tends the sick, looking about for food for himself, will bring back food for the sick after the sun is right up, and he will miss his meal. Having eaten my food for those who tend the sick, he will bring back food for the sick during the right time, and he will not miss his meal. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life to the order for those who tend the sick. And again, Lord, if a monk who is ill does not obtain suitable medicines, either his disease will grow very much worse or he will pass away. When he has made use of my medicines for the sick, the disease will not grow very much worse. He will not pass away. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life to the order medicines for the sick. And again, Lord, kanji was allowed by the Lord at Andavakavinda when he had its 10 advantages in mind. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give life to the order for life to the order a constant supply of kanji. There was a case where nuns bathed naked together with prostitutes at the same ford of the river Akiravati. Lord, these prostitutes made fun of the nuns, saying, quote within quotes, "Why in the world, ladies, is the Brahma faring led by you while you are young? Surely the pleasures of the senses should be enjoyed. When you become old, then you can fare the Brahma faring. Thus will both extremes be experienced by you." End quote within quotes. Lord, these nuns, being made fun of by these prostitutes, became ashamed. Impure, Lord, is nakedness for women. It is abhorrent. It is objectionable. I, Lord, having this special reason in mind, want to give for life bathing cloths for the order of nuns. End quote. Quote, but having what advantage in mind do you, Visakha, ask the truth finder for 8 boons? End quote. quote, "Now, Lord, monks who have passed the reins in various places will come to Savatthi so as to see the Lord. Having approached the Lord, they will ask, quote, within quotes, Lord, such and such a monk has passed away. What is his born? What his future state?" And quote within quotes, that's B-O-U-R-N. Editor Edward, could you clarify the meaning of that? Thank you, Editor Edward. Okay. "The Lord will explain this, saying," quote within quotes, "it is in the fruit of stream attaining," or it, so this is the lady anticipating what Lord Buddha will say in response to what happens after you die. So this is interesting. Maybe she heard him say it, or someone told her he said it. "The Lord will explain this, saying," quote within quotes, "it is in the fruit of stream attaining, or it is in the fruit of once returning, or it is in the fruit of not returning, or it is in the fruit of perfection," end quote. "I, having approached these, will ask," quote within quotes, "honored sirs, was Savatthi previously visited by this master?" And quote within quotes, if they say to me, quote within quotes, "Savatthi was previously visited by this monk," end quote within quotes, I shall come to the conclusion that undoubtedly cloths for the rains, or food for those coming in, or food for those going out, or food for the sick, or food for those who tend the sick, or medicines for the sick, or a constant supply of kanji was enjoyed by this master. On my calling that to mind, delight will be born. From delight, joy will be born. Because my mind is joyful, my body will be calm. With the body calm, I will experience ease. Because I am at ease, my mind will be contemplative. This will be for me growth as to the sense organs, growth as to the powers, growth as to the factors of enlightenment. I, Lord, having this advantage in mind, am asking the truth finder for 8 boons. End quote. Quote, it is very good, Visakha. It is good that you, Visakha, having this advantage in mind, are asking the truth finder for 8 boons. I allow you, Visakha, the 8 boons. End quote. Then the Lord blessed Visakha, Migara's mother, with these verses. Quote, whatever woman, much delighted, endowed with virtue, a disciple of the welfarer, food and drink gives, having overcome avarice, the gift is heavenly, dispelling sorrow, bringing happiness, and she gains a deva-like span, owing to the spotless, stainless way. She, desiring merit, at ease, healthy, delights long in a heavenly company. End quote. Then the Lord, having blessed Visakha, Migara's mother, with these verses, rising from his seat, departed. Then the Lord, on this occasion, having given reason to talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, I allow, monks, cloths for the rains, food for those coming in, food for those going out, food for the sick, food for those who tend the sick, medicines for the sick, a constant supply of kanji, bathing cloths for the order of nuns. End quote. The portion for repeating on Visakha. They give the titles at the end instead of the beginning. It was a different time. Okay, now this next section, whose title is unknown, but we'll learn it when we're done reading it. That's an interesting way of doing it, because the title can kind of give away what you're... Never mind, I'll keep reading. Now at that time, monks, having eaten abundant food, fell asleep, thoughtless, careless. while they were sleeping, thoughtless, careless, impurity was emitted as the result of a dream. The lodging was stained by the impurity. Then the Lord, as he was touring the lodgings with the venerable Ananda as his attendant, saw the lodgings stained by impurity. Seeing it, he addressed the venerable Ananda, saying, quote, "Why, Ananda, is this lodging stained by impurity?" End quote. Quote, "Now, Lord, monks, having eaten abundant food, fell asleep, thoughtless, careless, three dots, as the result of a dream. That is why, Lord, the lodging is stained by impurity." End quote. Quote, "Thus it is, Ananda. Thus it is, Ananda. That when they fell asleep, thoughtless, careless, impurity was emitted as the result of a dream. Ananda, those who are ordinary people, passionless in regard to pleasures of the senses, by these impurity is not emitted. It is impossible, it cannot come to pass, Ananda, that impurity should be emitted by one perfected." End quote. Then the Lord, on this occasion, having given reasoned talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, "Now, as I, monks, was touring the lodgings with Ananda as my attendant, I saw a lodging stained by impurity, and seeing this, I addressed Ananda, saying, quote, then quotes, why, Ananda, three dots, parentheses," so he relates everything that just happened. He's telling, you heard it. Miss Horner doesn't want to repeat it, because even though she's no doubt changing some of it, because she doesn't like to come out and say semen and things like that, she doesn't want to write it again. Old British lady in 1930. We'll give her a break. Anyway, by one perfected, end quote within quotes, monks, there are these five disadvantages to one who falls asleep, thoughtless, careless. Badly he sleeps, badly he wakes, he sees an evil dream, devatas guard him not, impurity is emitted. Monks, these are the five disadvantages to one who falls asleep, thoughtless, careless. And monks, there are these five advantages to one who falls asleep calling up mindfulness, careful. When he sleeps, well he sleeps, well he wakes, he does not see an evil dream, devatas guard him, impurity is not emitted. Monks, these are the five advantages to one who falls asleep calling up mindfulness, careful. I allow you, monks, a piece of cloth to sit upon for protecting the body, for protecting the robes, for protecting the lodgings. End quote. Now at that time, a piece of cloth to sit upon was too small. It did not protect the whole lodging. I'm not going to ask. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to make a sheet as large as one desires. End quote. Now at that time, the venerable Bellatasisa, the venerable Ananda's preceptor, came to have a disease of thick scabs. Because of its discharge, his robes stuck to his body. I remember this. This came up, this same situation came up in earlier books. Monks, having moistened these again and again with water, loosened them. The Lord, as he was touring the lodgings, saw these monks loosening these robes, having moistened them again and again with water. Seeing them, he approached these monks. Having approached, he spoke thus to these monks. Quote, monks, what disease has this monk? End quote. Quote, Lord, this venerable one has a disease of thick scabs. Because of its discharge, his robes stick to his body, and we, having moistened these again and again with water, loosened them. End quote. Then the Lord, on this occasion, having given reasoned talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, I allow, monks, an itch cloth to one who has an itch or a small boil or a running sore or a thick scab disease. End quote. Now at that time, Visakha, Migara's mother, remember her? Taking a cloth for wiping the face, approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, she sat down at a respectful distance. As she was sitting down at a respectful distance, Visakha, Migara's mother, spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, Lord, may the Lord accept from me a cloth for wiping the face, that it may be for a blessing, a happiness for a long time. End quote. The Lord accepted the cloth for wiping the face. Then the Lord gladdened, rejoiced, roused, delighted Visakha, Migara's mother, with Dhamma talk. Then Visakha, Migara's mother, having been gladdened, three dots, delighted with Dhamma talk by the Lord, rising up from her seat, having greeted the Lord, departed, keeping her right side towards him. Then the Lord, on this occasion, having given reasoned talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, I allow, monks, a cloth for wiping the face. End quote. Okay. Now at that time, Roja the Malin was a friend of the Venerable Ananda. A linen cloth belonging to Roja, the Malin, was placed in the Venerable Ananda's hand, and the Venerable Ananda had need of a linen cloth. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to take something on trust when it belongs to one endowed with five qualities. If he is an acquaintance, and if he is a companion, and if he has spoken about it, and if he is alive, and if he knows. Oh, if he knows, quote within quotes, when it is taken, he will be pleased with me. End quote within quotes. I allow you, monks, to take something on trust when it belongs to one endowed with these five qualities. End quote. Now at that time, monks had complete sets of the three robes, but they had need both of water strainers and bags. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, a cloth for the requisites. Then it occurred to the monks, quote, those things that are allowed by the Lord, the three robes or the cloths for the reins or a piece of cloth to sit upon or a sheet or the itch cloth, or the cloth for wiping the face, or the cloth for the requisites of water strainers and bags. Are all these things to be allotted, or are they to be assigned? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to allot the three robes, not to assign them, to allot the cloths for the rains during the 4 months of the rains. After that time, to assign them, to allot a piece of cloth to sit upon, not to assign it, to allot a sheet, not to assign it, to allot an itch cloth while the disease lasts, after that time to assign it, to allot a cloth for wiping the face, not to assign it, to allot a cloth for the requisites of water strainers and bowls, not to assign it. End quote. Then it occurred to the monks, quote, now what is the least robe to be assigned? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to assign as the least robe one that is 8 finger breadths in length and 4 finger breadths wide, according to the accepted finger breadth. End quote. Now at that time, the made-up rag robes of the venerable Kassapa the Great became heavy. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to make a rough darn. End quote. It became, Editor Edward, could you put the definition of rough darn, to make a patch only of thread, it says in the footnotes. Okay. It became misshapen at the corner. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to pull off the misshapen corner. End quote. The threads were frayed out. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to insert a braiding, a binding. Now, at that time, there was supposed to be an end quote there. Miss Horner, could you, in your next edition, perhaps in 2030? Because there hasn't been a new one since then. I mean, they put it out every year, but it's the same. Anyway, what are we talking about? Yeah, there was a missing end quote. Now, at that time, the cotton cloth of the outer cloaks gave way. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to make a network. End quote. Are they doing IT or what? No, net hyphen work. Now, at that time, when a set of 3 robes was being made by a certain monk, there was not enough for all 3 to be cut up into pieces. Quote, I allow you, monks, 2 robes that are cut up, 1 that is not cut up, end quote. There was not enough for 2 to be cut up and 1 not cut up. Quote, I allow you, monks, 2 robes that are not cut up, 1 that is cut up, end quote. There was not enough for 2 to be not cut up and 1 to be cut up. Quote, I allow you, monks, to insert an extra supply. But, monks, the whole set of 3 robes should not be worn not cut up. Whoever should so wear it, there is an offense of wrongdoing. All right, you know, there it is. Just making sure that we're not about to finish Mahabharata 8, keeping this one at about a half an hour, the old standard length for these. All right, a lot of cloths. The precedent for how many cloths and what kinds of cloths were allowable to the monks in the original Sangha and the situations that came up. Little awkward situations with the emission of impurities resulting in sheets being allowable so that the whole place doesn't get stained. Try not to visualize that too much. And there it is. There it is. sometimes there's interesting things. It's interesting. It is interesting. I find myself referring to these things. I was talking to my wife the other day about how growing up in America, growing up in California, it was kind of like the Buddhism I was surrounded with starts at Vajrayana and then goes toward UFOs. And so I came to the physical land of India and began reading the original scriptures and getting the down-to-earth, what happened when Lord Buddha stubbed his toe. You know, I mean, not that specifically, but generally speaking, the down-to-earth Buddhism. And I'm glad to be doing that, and I'm grateful to be able to do it, to have the time and space to contemplate and focus on things that in the moment when I'm reading it, it might just seem like, okay, you know, Lord Buddha allowed them a Kleenex and a paper towel. Okay, you know, like, yeah, it's not like as spectacular or fantastical or, you know, whatever, as you might find in a Mahayana Sutra or especially a Vajrayana Tantra or the lectures of the Zen monks or the koans. I mean, I like those things too. We do include those things here on Buddhist Books Podcast, but our main emphasis is the Tipitaka. I do look forward to getting past the rules, but I'm also enjoying the rules. I'm not just reading it thinking, let's get this over with so we can get to the second basket. There are situations that come up, thought processes that people have, and then it calls to mind for me a specific situation. It's also very interesting because, as I've mentioned before, my wife's family is from Bihar. So when someone's talking about flying out of Patna, the airport, I'm like, I was just reading about Lord Buddha going to Patna and what he said and how the executives of the king were wanting to establish this and what Lord Buddha said about Patna before he crossed the river and how it's still kind of like that 2,600 years later. It's interesting that it was like that, you know, 2,600 years ago, to the point where he commented on the general attitude of the people there. It's fascinating. And I love that, you know. And it's definitely different from Zen koans or these visions of bodhisattvas appearing, you know, and all these different things that you find later on. So, you know, not to make a judgment one way or the other, just to say it's different. And for me personally, at this stage of my life, I'm grateful to be focusing on the down-to-earth of the original Sangha of pre-sectarian early Buddhism. And we will be returning to it again next time on Buddhist Books 284. And we'll see where Mahavagga 8 goes. And all right. So I don't mention it too often, but you might have noticed at the beginning there was this, 998. It's very close to 1,000. So this is, as I've mentioned, Buddhist Books episode 283, which means that of the 998 videos that I've made that I didn't delete or ignore on YouTube since 2006, that 283 of them were Buddhist books and the other 700 and whatever were other things. So pretty soon we're going to have a special episode on chicken philosophy called Pymander 1000. That'll be an overview, general overview, a little bit. Obviously we can't go into all 1000 videos, but we'll do some highlights and, you know, favorites and talk about that a little bit. So if you want to be in a position to receive that on your news feed when it comes out, then you can click through and subscribe to Chicken Philosophy And apologies in advance for all the videos that you'll discover there that are perhaps surprising to a person who only knows me here. To clarify, what I did was I changed over time, and at a certain point, this was me. And my old friends were alienated, I think, by their perception of my now being unrelatable to them. So what I do is I take various outfits, various clothing that I used to wear in my former life as a Golden Dawn magician or as an artist or as a regular guy going to work, and different names that I've used in the past. And these past selves host Chicken Philosophy and read other things besides Buddhism. So that's kind of what Chicken Philosophy is the shadow, you might say, for those familiar with Jung, the shadow of Buddhist books. Not in a negative way necessarily, just it's those things that are had been ignored for a couple of years while all I was doing was reading Buddhist scriptures. And you know, so allowing that to exist in order to complement and weave together a sense of something. I don't know. It's an incomplete thought. There's a lot more of those incomplete thoughts over on that channel. So I hope you enjoy it for those who decide to look into that. But the video called Pymander 1000 will be coming very soon in the next few days on that channel. And if you want the playlist, of which this is the 998th video, but the most recent is at the top. So if you want the first video, you have to scroll for a long time to the end. That playlist is called Pymander Aquarian. So anyway. Okay, I'll go ahead and do the usual closing, and I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of your week, wonderful day. Okay. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.